This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
Hey.
You know what's really annoying? That you and Dave have that huge bond about things you quote from. It's just the one thing I can never relate to.
They're called stims.
Yeah.
And we had this idea for every time you're off, we're going to do a stim off.
Okay.
Where we just bring our stims to each other.
It was a bit rough and ready the first time.
It was,
I just didn't know what shape it was going to take. But I feel like we're on to something.
I've written down loads.
Have you?
Yeah.
Come on, you must have some, Emma.
Like what?
Tuesday.
Like something from
you
a movie.
You say Tuesday again, you ain't going to see Wednesday.
Something from a movie or a TV show.
It's Norbit.
Very good one. I didn't know it either, but I really like it.
So is this just, there's certain people in the world who watch a film and then take a quote and then say it to each other, and then there's people who don't.
Do you know what the perfect example of this is that happened in the last couple of months? That from that Minecraft film where everyone was shouting, chicken jockey.
Yeah, but also not
a
really.
A bit on the show about
that. It's not really, because you wouldn't really say, there's not many instances when you'd say that.
Yeah, but it's like, that's a big kid's.
Whereas like the Tuesday thing that I'm quoting, you'd say on a Tuesday.
Yeah. You see, sometimes in the studio as well, like they'd all be laughing away about something and it's clearly a stim and I'm like, I have no notion.
What about like entering the room and hi everybody.
Hi Dr. Nick.
You don't know what that's from?
No.
Okay, this was the one I was just telling Dave there and he knew about it. And it's when if you fall or you trip or someone experiences something embarrassing and you have secondhand embarrassment for them, you go, oh, sorry,
what's that from?
Family Guy.
It's from Family Guy when Peter Griffin falls down a hill. It's like a
recurring joke from a TV show that pops it
works with the scenario. So like,
sure.
If I'm ever on the phone to someone, I'd be like, you'll have to speak up, I'm wearing a towel.
Yeah, or like a, you know, I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
I love
what's that from?
Gemma Collins. Celeb Big Brother.
Right.
You are so clued into like celeb lifestyle and things like
that. Yeah, but not like TV shows.
This is why I wanted to. I had this idea. It never took off.
Let's do it.
No, apparently we're not doing it. I wanted to do this idea of, you know, the way you do the girly quiz.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the pop culture quiz.
Yeah.
Every single week we bring it to Emma where we go, what's like, say for example, who.
Not even pop culture.
I had my first question. Right, I don't think it's going to be on the show.
I thought I had that idea.
No, I brought it together before you arrived, and then when you arrived, you had the same idea.
It's not a weekly thing, but it's definitely one of those things where
I think you could do it weekly. I think you'd find more questions. I think you'd find. Sorry, we're having a show meeting on the podcast. Yeah. I think you'd have more questions than girly quiz questions.
Well, because we already have the girly quiz, I wouldn't want to go.
I had the best first question.
Ooh.
We'll save it. We will do it. I promise you. Before the end of the year, we'll do it.
Before the end of the year. Before the end of July. Let's just do a
before
one
the
off.
End of, before the end of summer.
Did I tell you my first question?
No.
Okay, Emma, can you close your ears just in case we ever do this? In. Who, what, or where is Harambe?
You did tell me this one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good first question.
I have an argument tonight. Open my ears. Yes. Don't call it the pop culture quiz, because I'm really good at the pop culture quizzes. It's
we'll come up with Emma knows
nothing
stuff about.
So the online quiz or like the live online, something about living online, you know.
That is the clip.
This is like the OG clip.
It's silent, so.
I bet that scroll makes the beer taste terrible. Oh God.
Hold on.
What is this?
It's
from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, because he just keeps running. He keeps running.
Yes. He just keeps going. I need to have this clip saved because it actually really hurts your teeth to recreate this when you do the sharp inhale of your teeth.
Say, yeah,
it's actually a hazard. We'd be getting an email about that now. Don't be in the workplace, otherwise you might have to buy Sensodyne and it's really expensive.
Emma knows nothing about stims or movies or quotes or online or fun.
No.
Doesn't really have
Emma's
ring.
No fun quiz.
Yeah.
Emma, what about High School Musical? Because you knew that when we did when Dave did the Dave ranks of High School Musical songs, you said like that you watched it all the time.
Yeah.
So what about any High School Musical quotes for you?
No, I loved the movie, but I'm not listening to what they say. Like, it's not like I'm listening to a song. If I'm listening to a song, I'm listening to the lyrics. I'm not watching a movie going, I must learn the script to say it back to someone someday.
But like, if someone says, oh, I gotta go, I would instantly just be like, I gotta go my own way.
What about
us? What about everything we've been through?
Or anything. Like, it's just when it works with the scene and with what's happening in real life.
If you said, Grace, I gotta go now, I'd just be like, okay, see you tomorrow.
I'm trying to think.
I'd never be like, oh, must think about High School Musical now.
Did you ever see Come Fly With Me? Whenever I'm in the airport, I'm like, there's a plane. There's a plane.
Good.
When I hear Come Fly With Me, I go.
Whenever someone says Prague, I say Prague.
Yeah. Or what's the thing?
Little Britain.
She did, like, Matt Lucas is like the Aer Lingus ripoff woman. And it's like, the dinner today is chicken. And it's like, what's the vegetarian option?
Fish.
Chicken.
Yeah, it's so good.
Just I think our brains are just built different.
Before we go, Emma, on Instagram today at the start of the show, you'll hear it in about 5 minutes, we were talking about the inappropriate workplace shoes.
Yes.
And we put a video up on Instagram stories. And in the studio, we were laughing because Emma's arse was being eaten by her jeans.
My jeans, yeah.
Yeah, yum, yum, yum.
What
yum,
that
yum.
Ass do. But
we got a DM on Instagram from Nicola there. Oh. So about your jeans.
Oh, God.
No, it's good. We need a link to Emma's jeans, please. Lol. So people are loving your jeans.
RC jeans.
Yeah.
Very good. I thought you were going to say, could Emma's jeans be riding her crack more?
No.
Than
no. So for Nicola, who probably will never listen to this podcast, where did you get your jeans from?
They are from Bershka. I got them online. I can send her a link. Oh, and they're about 4 years old, so that link is probably expired.
Yeah, they probably won't be there anymore.
Hence why they're riding me, because they don't really fit very well.
I love
it, guys.
Good luck.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Guten Morgen.
Hey, ooh, good morning. Welcome to Germany, apparently.
Nice new cup you got going on there.
I know, thank you. I've got a little takeaway cup today because I'm sick of making a cup of tea in a mug and it gets cold in 10 minutes and then I'm the mug.
I was just thinking, I was like, when I saw you walk down the stairs with that, I was like, poor Dave, he has to drink his tea out of a take. I think that's awful, like...
Why?
But I'm happy. I just don't. I feel like it takes away from the
cup
tea drinking experience.
It does, to be
but
fair.
But that's actually not paper. That's like just
no. It's just
style.
Plastic.
I do the same now. Green tea. If you put it in a cup with a lid, and it just lasts so much longer.
I was thinking. I'm thinking of getting like a China mug because that will keep the tea a bit hotter. Do you know what I mean? But I still think because it's so open, it's going to just evaporate. It's going to get cold soon. But there's this little plastic cup with the lid keeps it on, and it's.
I like
just,
when you tap it.
It's just really good for the environment, guys.
No, you're so sustainable.
As opposed to a mug.
As opposed to a mug, which we famously bin after every use. Yeah.
Do you not do that?
Yeah, after every use.
Went to Olivia Rodrigo last night, guys.
How was she?
She was brilliant, brilliant. I was thinking though when I was there, I didn't realise the fan base was quite so young.
Young, yeah.
And our Emer, my friend, was with me. We were walking up to get a drink at one point. And like, obviously she was dressed like beautifully, but like... lingerie-esque or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like,
Olivia,
how old?
Dreamer.
No. Olivia. But we were just chatting and it was like, I wonder what it is that the kids like about her, you know?
Yeah.
Like her lyrics are so like...
She was Disney Channel.
She was Disney Channel. But then I just was like, Emer, like we loved Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, Spice
Do you know what
Girls.
I mean? Like, and we didn't relate to the lyrics from personal experience either. And
Not
they all,
at all
were dressed in clothes I can't relate to or whatever. It's just so funny. We were like, why do they like her so much? And then we were like... Oh yeah, like she's a pop star. Duh, you
it's
know?
Just pop girly. I remember when I went to see Spice Girls in whatever year they came, like 1998, 1999. I think I told this story before. Mel C was wearing nipple covers, nothing else. Just like these like little nipple daisy things. And they were like...
It must have been very uncomfortable doing all that dancing with no
support. It might have been only for one or two numbers, but I was like, Mom... What is that? She was like, that's just how some people like to dress.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, woke answer from my mom.
Yeah, very
like
good.
Yeah, fair play.
Not too bad.
There was a pair of moms standing beside close enough to us and like their kids, they can't be more than 10, like little
children
dancing in front of us. And whatever song it is that she obviously was not doing the censored version. So like a big F-bomb like dropped when the music dropped and the two mothers went,
oh, for God's sake.
Like, yeah.
They probably thought you were bringing her to a Disney Channel show.
Yeah,
like.
Totally.
Little did they know. She's all grown
She's
up.
Crazy.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Good morning. Right, yesterday on the show, I brought you a story that honestly, you kind of just have to... believe me, it happened. Okay, it was the most kind of bizarre thing that ever happened in the workplace.
Say,
I think
my friend Emer, who I was with last night, I was chatting to her, and she said, "Is this made up?" Like, and I was like, "No. Like, this is a legitimate
is a real
email
thing.
That was sent.
We don't fake things on this show.
How could you make it up? It's too specific. Yeah. Like, who would come up with that?
Basically, let me give you the TLDR. Right, basically, our mate Gav in work. Too long, didn't read.
Thank you.
Our mate Gav in work was upstairs in the kitchen. And he tripped over his shoelace. Okay. Mm. Then he came downstairs. He told everyone, "Hi, lads, I just tripped on my shoelace a little bit there." The facilities manager.
He tripped, didn't fall.
Didn't fall.
It wasn't
serious. Just a little trip. Like,
You
know, little
a bit
fright,
of a whoopsie.
A little bit of a whoopsie, yeah. And our facilities manager sent an all out email being deadly serious. And it started off with the subject line, "Health and safety near miss." Reminder on footwear. And the email went on to basically say that this morning, we experienced a health and safety near miss. A member of staff tripped in the kitchen due to an untied shoelace. Fortunately, no one was injured for this instance and serves as a timely reminder of the importance of wearing properly secured footwear. So we got an actual legitimate email from the facilities manager. I told this story on yesterday's show. 10 minutes later, we get an email. Right?
Yeah.
And the email subject line was "culture in the workplace." And I went, "Oh my God, I'm being fired.
You're in big trouble."
And I was like, please know the facilities manager, it's just a joke. We appreciate you doing a job. You're trying to make sure the company doesn't get sued if we trip on our shoelace. And it's all Gav's fault. Totally with you. But this is very, very funny. Luckily, the email wasn't actually to me. It was about some survey or something.
Exactly. I just gave you a little fright. You were like,
I was like, "Oh crap, I'm about to get fired."
Yeah.
So we decided, because the email, the follow-up email about the culture thing that I, you know, absolutely died at thinking I'm about to get fired, wasn't actually for me, we decided, let's see if we can take
Let's push it further. Yeah.
And so what we've decided to do is really, really annoy the facilities manager, because in his email, he said, "Please, going forward, ensure your shoes are appropriate for our workplace and securely fastened at all times while on site to help prevent avoidable accidents."
What would we consider appropriate footwear for the office?
Well, I went digging in my closet for some appropriate footwear. Mm. And I was like, right, well, the facilities manager is going to be very, very happy with me, because what I've brought in my bag today. Now, I was trying to find some one of them steel toe boots.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, in case a pen falls.
Exactly.
On you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I couldn't find them, so I brought in my UGG slippers.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. So I love this. There's actually very little support on these.
Absolutely.
Quite slippy.
No shoelaces. Can't trip over them.
Exactly. So that's safety. That's a fully evolved version of safety.
As soon as I walk, they do come off. They do slip off. But don't worry about it. Do you know what I mean?
I'd say, Dave, as well, but those UGG slippers with no backs on them, I'd say the grip on the bottom wouldn't be great now.
Oh, no. It's actually quite slippy, Emma.
Oh my God.
It's actually very, very slippy.
You look like Hugh Hefner in those.
Okay, so I've got the UGG boots on. I tasked you with bringing some shoes in as well, just to make sure the facilities manager, you know, is on edge.
Now,
you know what I mean?
You know what I said?
Keep him on his toes.
Deep in my wardrobe somewhere must be my little boat shoes from school. And they never really fell off.
Your Dubarries?
The Dubes.
They are a brilliantly appropriate footwear for the office.
I mean, it's exactly what's encouraged in secondary school.
Yeah.
So I said, if the Dubes come out, we'll be laughing here. But I couldn't find them because it's been what, 20 years or something since I left school?
Yeah, fair enough.
So instead, I decided I'd bring in my, I think, about 8-inch wedges.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they're perfect.
And they look great with the jeans and the socks.
I think
they are
and
fabulous.
I think as well the facilities manager will like the way I dyed the socks with loads of red stuff, so they're pink now.
I love
it. We should do a race up the stairs.
I think so.
Fiona, what did you bring in?
Well, I've already been chastised for wearing these shoes into the workplace, but they are my Crocs.
Oh, the pink beautiful. Crocs.
And they're platform Crocs. So
I was about
in
to say,
my
what makes these Crocs even more, you know,
hazardous.
The office is the fact it's not just regular. There's a
platform.
Couple of inches now.
They're an evening shoe. But I actually genuinely have nearly tripped so many times with these.
In
because they're so like heavy, you kind of scuff and like fall over yourself.
Look
so like,
how tall I am.
Oh my God.
I've just stood up in my 7-inch wedges. And yeah, I think the facilities manager will love how tall I am today. Hello, Callum.
I'm going to pop these, all of our inappropriate shoes on the official Spin Instagram, official Spin 1038. I'm going to pop you on the stairs. I'm going to see if you fall down the stairs.
upstairs.
Yeah, we should do a little race on how the time trial, how we, fast we can race. Get up the stairs.
I have a better one as well, just to really add to how good the footwear is.
Yeah.
If we spill loads of water on the stairs,
this sounds great.
Take a run at it.
Oh my God, yeah, let's give them an aneurysm.
I think that's a great idea.
So good to break your neck for content.
We understand you're just doing your job, facilities manager. Just a joke.
Up all is good with you this morning. I have some news, and TMZ are reporting on this, and we do know that most of the time they are pretty on the ball when it comes to their reporting.
It sounds like they were reporting on you. I have some news. TMZ are reporting on this.
I'm wearing wedges and loving it.
No, they're reporting on what may or may not be fact, but again, like, they're pretty much always right.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry looks like it's come to an end, guys.
Ooh, yeah, I honestly
see some speculation about this.
The second she came off that space
ship.
It wasn't even a ship. That space cabinet and kissed the ground. I was like, yeah, ick. She's not a
chance.
Like, this man is the most stunning man, I think, in the world. He can have anyone. Why would you go for the person who's kissing the ground?
I know.
It's a no.
After going up in the air.
You kissed Orlando Bloom with that mouth?
He's heading off to Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding at the weekend. They're getting married in Vegas. Or in Venice, should I say, not Vegas.
Oh, and very different vibes.
Yeah, totally different vibes. And Katie's not heading off. Now, in fairness, she is on tour in Australia at the moment. Probably why. It's probably just a professional thing. She can't go. But...
She's another divorce for her.
I know. Huh? I know.
They weren't married. They were just partners.
Her and Russell?
No, they were married, but her and Orlando hadn't married yet.
They were engaged.
Just, they were, engaged.
Engaged in God. Since 2019, I think.
Oh, what?
So basically married, but it won't be an official divorce.
And they have a baby together and everything.
Yeah, Daisy.
So they're saying, TMZ are saying that Orlando's arrival at this wedding at the weekend is going to be his big re-debut as a single man.
Oh, he'll be on the beds for that. Doing a few arm pulses with the hand.
That honestly looks like the most, like, it would be the most futuristic, terrifying wedding to go to.
Yeah.
That Bezos, like, you must be attending that wedding and going, oh, I'm a villain.
Yeah, no, I am a baddie.
I will say, I think the guest list is a bang of villain vibes.
Oh, yeah.
But just very quickly, back to that, what you were talking about, the space trip, you're on the money there, because they're saying the fans first noticed this rumoured marriage struggle after there was these reports that he was not thrilled with her space trip.
Mm.
And, quote, he told her the whole thing looked ridiculous. She'd hoped he'd be more supportive. Of course she was
hurt.
The insider said, imagine going to space and your partner isn't impressed.
Yeah.
Here, bleeding space, stadium. Get down from there, will you? Get down, you're making a show yourself.
Making a show.
Back to the big Bezos and Sanchez wedding at the weekend. They're looking
for the Dr. Evil wedding,
zero gifts on this. They're saying,
I should bloody hope so.
Yeah,
zero gifts?
No, they don't want gifts from anybody that's coming along. They say, we're excited for you to join us. One request, please no gifts. Instead, we're making contributions in your honour and with gratitude for making the journey to celebrate us in Venice. So they're going to put a lot of money, I suppose, to keep people in Venice happy, because apparently people in Venice are protesting this, being like, get out. Like,
really?
You know?
Oh, wow.
But they're putting a lot of money as charities to keep Venice clean and, you know, the lagoons around that support the ecosystem and stuff. So I guess that's pretty good.
It must be crazy having a wedding when you can literally buy the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you can buy anything in the world. So what do you get the man who has everything?
I know. And imagine knowing you're so hated that you have to, like, pay $2 million to have your wedding somewhere because everyone hates you so much. You have to give a gift at your own wedding.
Yes, exactly that, 200 people personally invited, and they're some, like, marriage websites have been looking at this about how much it's probably going to cost them per guest. They're saying this will probably cost them $50,000 per person.
What?
That's honestly not as much as I thought it would be, like.
You ready
per
for this?
He's worth $50,000
He's worth, like, trillions.
Yeah, but money gets fake after a stage. Like, what more can you be spending than $50,000 on a person?
Yeah, what more can you do for someone?
If I was spending $50,000 on per person, honestly, I'd want a goodie bag with $49,500 in it.
Fully. Like, what else?
So, ready for the villainy guest list? Ivanka Trump.
Oh,
of course.
God.
Donald Trump Jr.
All right.
Kim and Chris.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian and the momager Chris coming along as well with Chris's new face. Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King. They're kind of soundies on the guest list, I guess.
That's mad that Oprah's going to go.
I know. Leonardo DiCaprio's there as well, so apparently he's going to get down and dirty with the newly single Orlando at this wedding.
Oh, jeez.
Eva Longoria. And what's her crack, girl, probably. Lads.
Eva Longoria.
It's just the most, like famous people in the world, I suppose, isn't it?
You got Mick Jagger, you got Bill Gates, and they're saying that rumoured, though unconfirmed, that we might have performances from Gaga and Elton John.
Gaga? That's terrible.
If you have Bill Gates at your wedding, you need to know you're a villain. Like, you're a super villain.
Oh, fuck, yeah, totally.
I'm upset with her now.
Well, who?
With Gaga.
Gaga. I expected better.
And you would do it too for a pay.
And you would do it too for a check.
That one.
Yes, I did, Beth.
My final little story about the whole thing is back to Katy Perry for a second. As I mentioned earlier, on tour in Australia, you've been talking about these Labubu dolls. People have them. They're pricey enough.
Yes.
She was doing a bit of crowd work and some little fan presented her a Labubu box to say, I love you, Katy. Take my Labubu.
Which is huge in our culture.
Mm. She walked down to the fan. Grabbed her microphone.
Oh, I saw this.
Smashed the box out of the fan's hands and then offered some other fans a sweet or something from a box.
Like, if you want to really put the coffin lid on your career, whack someone's Labubu out there.
Whack a child.
Like, that is it now.
Yeah. She probably just found out she wasn't invited to the wedding.
Yeah.
No 49 and a half grand for me.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Welcome on in to the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down and you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Who is on to play?
It is Gemma this morning, pulled in on the N11. Do you know the game, Gemma?
Yeah, I've heard it. I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, on your way home. What do you do, Gemma?
I work in a factory.
Okay, very good.
So you do the night shift
sometimes,
do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Gemma, I'm going to ask you something like name something in space. You're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. If you say the moon, and I have the moon written down, then you are out.
Why is it so funny the way you say the moon?
The moon.
If you're trying to say
a completely different thing that I've written down, everyone you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's a lot of new movies coming out, Gemma, so I would try to get this as many as possible today. There's five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along at home. If you're listening in the car or the kitchen, wherever, let us know how you do. Okay, Gemma, are you ready to go?
Yep.
Don't forget, you're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. Let's go with round one. Name any American state.
Kansas.
What was that?
Kansas.
Do you know, Gemma, something funny? I went on to a random state generator and I clicked randomize and it gave me Kansas. And I thought, no one will say that. I'll put Texas.
Oh, my God.
That's done.
What a journey. Okay, that is one cinema pass in the bag. Gemma, would you like to keep playing?
Yes.
Let's do it. Round two. Here we go. Gemma, name any number between 1 and 30.
Nine.
Mm. The number nine.
I would write 27. Don't know. Ooh.
That's a good one. 27 club.
I have written down 17.
Ooh, you're laughing, Gemma.
Gemma, that is two IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Gemma. Here we go. Round three. Name anything that swims in the sea.
A clownfish.
A clownfish.
Wow,
I was worried that whoever was on was just going to say a fish.
That'd be terrible. That'd never be our Gemma.
A clownfish is a great answer because I've written down octopus.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, do they technically swim or do they more propel themselves through the ocean?
These are the questions.
Are we calling it a swim?
Also, that's not the word you said funny today.
Octopus.
I don't like the way you emphasise the end of it.
No. All right, Gemma, that is three IMC cinema passes in the bag. You're playing a blinder. Would you like to keep going?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Round four. This is where we separate the men from the boys.
Or the women from the girls.
The women from the girls. Here we go. Round four. Gemma, name any social media.
Instagram.
One of my favourite social medias, even though I hate it.
I know what you mean by that.
And I have written down X.
Yay. Now, what if she'd said Twitter?
Twitter.
Would she have been out?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Different mediums, I think.
Okay, very good, very good. All right, Gemma, so that is 4 IMC cinema passes in the bag. One more. What are you saying? Would you like to clear
sure
up?
Yes,
sure
let's do it, Gemma. Yes. Here we go.
Come on, Gemma!
Let's do round 5 of Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Question 5 is, name any past or present President of Ireland.
Mary McAleese.
Queen.
Very good.
For 5 IMC cinema passes, Gemma, I have written down Mary McAleese.
Oh.
Nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
I've got the sheet in my hand, please, for verification purposes.
Oh, because you would have thought. He here has Mary McAleese.
Because you would have thought Robinson would be the obvious Mary. Mm. So I see Gemma's thought process.
I think Mac would be my obvious Mary.
Maybe from when we were growing up, but Robinson really was a trailblazer.
Gemma, are you okay? I'm so sorry.
I'm terribly upset.
You are. But listen, at least you're on the N7. And
N11. What's your mouth?
She's on the N11. Even better. That's 4 better. All right, Gemma, I'm so sorry, but have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Bye, Gemma.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What a disaster.
I'm so sorry. What would you have said for president? Would you have said Mary McAleese too?
I probably would have, because I would have thought Mary Robinson would be obvious.
I only know Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, and Miggley.
Can I get hard after that? Charlie Hawkey? Or was he? Was he not?
He was Taoiseach.
Yeah, yeah. And who else?
Who was before the Mary?
Oh, Eamon de Valera.
I'll tell you
who was. Was he Prezi?
What do you want?
Debbie for Prezi.
It's 10 to 8.
A podcast.
You're listening to Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
We just played Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave has written down there. And the question 3 was name something that swims in the sea. And Dave said octopus. And I said, do octopi swim?
Is that the plural of octopus, octopi?
I think so. Yeah. I googled do octopi. Stop saying yeah, like you know everything about octopuses.
It's true.
Yeah, fair. And I googled it because I thought they kind of propelled themselves slowly with their tentacles, and I don't know if it could be classed
as swimming. I think they do a good like breaststroke.
They give it a good go?
I don't think they do a breaststroke.
Well, okay. According to Google, a little website called Google, yes, octopuses swim. They are known for using a method called jet propulsion to move through the water.
You're right with your propeller.
Where they expel water from a siphon to propel themselves.
Siphon, yeah.
Siphon. Oh, shut up. And they also perform a famous backward swim by blasting water through a muscular... Oh, no, that's the same thing. Okay, so they go backward and they also crawl on the ocean floor, tucking their arms into small openings to search for food.
I don't like the crawling thing. That's a bit weird.
That's a bit
anything
gross.
That's on the floor, this floor of the ocean, I have no business knowing about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No,
so
terrifying.
When they go down there, it's like, that's it for me.
Don't
that's where
ever
I leave
say
you.
That this show does not teach you something. Now you know that octopi swim through jet propulsion and they're called octopi.
And I know they crawl. That I will never say octopuses again.
Never.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Or octopussies.
Jeez.
I tried so hard not to say that. And now look where we are.
What's wrong with that?
Octopus eyes.
Octopus eyes.
If you're nasty.
What's the story on the roads, Padraig?
Thanks, guys. There's a queue on Concarbert Road.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there. Hope all is well.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey. Happy Wednesday. Can we talk about the stress that was yesterday?
Oh, please? Lad.
The stress of it.
Yeah.
We had to stay until 12.
That was shocking.
Ridiculous carry-on.
I think you're doing yourself short there. We had to stay in until 12:34.
Oh, is that we got to go?
12:34 when reason, I left that room.
Reason being that we were giving away Dua Lipa tickets. And it was this huge thing. We got to ask you to sign up on the website. And then we were going to make the phone calls back And we didn't just make one phone call because some people didn't answer their phone.
It was so annoying, yeah. We told you you needed to answer within five rings and there was a very particular phrase.
For some reason, people didn't do that.
Yeah, no. The gig is on Friday, totally sold out. We were giving away four tickets in the hotel today. We got there eventually.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. But we were losing the will, to be honest with you.
It was a struggle.
Yeah, and we kind of knew this was going, didn't we? Yeah, yes. We had a bad feeling about it. Anyway, here's the vibe of how it all went down.
Take me to Dua Lipa.
Karen, you're going.
Who are you going to bring with you?
I bring my daughters, Chloe and Katie.
Nice.
Very cute.
Very good.
But before that, there was like ring, 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 ring. Hello? No! No, and then we do another call, ring, 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 ring. Hello? No! Gone.
And then it was ring, 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 ring. You're connected to the Vodafone voicemail service of 087.
Well, we finally got her, and congratulations. And they're off to Dua Lipa. They're off to Dua Lipa!
I need to hear all the, like, singing along to Dua Lipa in a strong Cork accent.
Yeah, yeah.
I am going to be seeking them out in the stadium.
Let's get physical! Give me another Dua Lipa
new
song.
New rules. Don't pick up the phone.
One, to pick up the phone. You know, he's only calling because he's drunk and alone.
Fiona's been with us a few months now, and one thing we've learned about her is her Roman Empire, would you say, or, you know, what would be your specialised subject in a quiz?
Yeah, her mastermind.
Titanic. Yes. All things Titanic. Yes. Some would say dated, I say Slay Girl.
But it's not even just the movie. It's like everything.
The event itself. You're obsessed with the movie by proxy, you become obsessed with the event because James Cameron was so true to the original event.
He was, in fairness.
Oh, look at me. I'm getting started already.
But like we've done.
Who's James Cameron?
He directed Titanic.
Right.
My God, Emma.
And he was big in the submersible community, had headed down many times, and he did not condone the submersible, the one that collapsed like little.
And yet he headed down himself.
Oh, he was flat out. He loves going down there.
Interesting.
He'd be like, do you know the way you head down to Wexford for like a long weekend? If you have a mobile
phone.
He's like, I'm just off down to Titanic.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a look. Yeah, right, yeah, okay. Yeah. So would you say you're as obsessed as him?
No, he's a bit of a freak, no offence, but love his work. But
We've done quizzes on the Titanic for Fiona, and she's gotten every single one right, even the niche questions. Mm. So I think you're kind of a freakette, to be honest.
Thank you. No, that's fine, I'll accept that.
Listen, what happened here is this TikTok has appeared, and it's titled Cool Titanic Facts You Might Not Know.
Okay.
So I don't know how much more we can push you in terms of your Titanic knowledge.
To be fair, I keep learning new things, and this TikTok seemed to be like giving us new information. Maybe that, like, I'd never heard of. Maybe Fiona has.
This will really show us if she's like a freakette.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. A freakette. A Titanic freakette.
What's more embarrassing, if I get these right or wrong?
I'd be really surprised if you get these, to be honest.
Really?
So let's do another Titanic quiz, which is a weird sentence to say.
Titanic, go to America. Okay.
We're going.
Give it the full work.
No, mate. Titanic, go to America in 5 minutes.
Thank you. She's made of iron, sir. I assure you, she can.
What a great time for us.
So fantastic. Oh. All right, here we go. We had a look at this TikTok. They gave us some fun facts about the Titanic. We want you to basically finish the fact.
Oh, my God.
Let's try out the first one.
Originally, people thought the Titanic was carpeted to be all luxury. It wasn't. Or it had a marble floor, but it would be way too heavy to put marble floor in a boat. So they decided to use this brand new thing, this new schmancy design thing called...
Was that called? Was the type of flooring?
Well, if I think back like to the film, it was all like wooden floor. Mm. But would it have been real wood? Like, would that have been too heavy to have? So, was it like laminate, but like fancy laminate? I don't know, though. I don't know this.
Oh, I'm really disappointed.
Let's see if she's correct.
Brand new thing, this new schmancy design thing called linoleum. Like, literally, lino tiles.
That's
like
what I mean.
Lino tiles.
That's what I mean.
That's quite good. I mean, I'm going to give her a tick for that one, I think.
Lino?
Yeah.
It's not wood, is it?
Laminate. Laminate flooring.
Fine, 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 fine. Well done.
Please, please, Emma.
Okay, here we go.
I need this.
Round two.
Okay.
This might win the award for creepiest thing found on the floor of the Titanic wreck. It's a little girl's baby doll. But what I didn't know was just how valuable and crazy China dolls would have been in the time of the Titanic. Can you guess how much a China doll would have been for a little girl in first class on the Titanic?
I love the way she asks the question.
How
Thank
is
you,
that
TikToker.
A Titanic fact? Yeah. That's just about the cost of China dolls in 1912.
On the Titanic.
Are we talking about relevant to now? Inflation-wise?
No. Yes. Yeah, we are. We're talking about relevant to now.
Okay, so I'm going to say it costs the equivalent of 200 quid, 200 euro today.
200 euro of today's money?
Yeah.
For the first class
China
babies
doll.
To have China dolls?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
They were the equivalent of around £1,000.
Oh, wow.
Around $1,000 today.
That's your laboo-boo.
I don't respect this girl. That's not a Titanic fact.
All right, let's go for round three.
The first class dining area, because it was down in the hull of the ship, and obviously you can't have windows because of the water, so you have to have these, like, portholes. But then that ruins the whole experience, because the whole point is that you're, like, not on a ship. They tried to make the design look like you were in some fancy hotel. So to get around this, here's what they did.
What did they do in the first class dining area to the windows to make it fancy?
Ooh, now I've never heard this. I've never heard it, but I'm just going to guess that they painted, like, windows with sea views and, like, put curtains on them so it actually looked like the sea view. I'm just going to guess, but I do not know this fact.
Interesting. You think they painted on the sea view?
Yeah, and it made it look super real.
All right, let's check if you're correct.
They designed these glass windows, like fake windows, so that the light would come through, but from inside it would just look like you were up top and having a lovely meal in a fancy schmancy restaurant.
No.
You might argue that if you're up top, then you can see a sea view.
It was not painted on.
It wasn't painted.
Was not painted on. So basically, what they did was they put two portholes, and then in front of those portholes, they put the glass window.
Yeah.
So, but obviously the window didn't, it wasn't like behind this window was the ocean.
It was
two portholes. But the light coming from the portholes shined through the window. So
that's very smart.
It made it look like it was a hotel dining experience.
And it was natural light and it was an optical illusion.
Well, there you go.
If only they'd spent more time.
Well, now you know more things about it.
No, I do. I always learn something new every time.
I'm glad though, because I feel like we needed to kind of crash out on this at some point.
Stop, Emma. The Titanic content will never end on this show.
The Titanic did on the floor.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Hey, too soon.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This morning on the show on 087 711 1038, we are asking you, what did you watch when you were way too young? What is the thing that you sneakily peeked over the sofa when your parents were watching? Maybe they didn't realise you were still awake. And you saw something that was not appropriate for your age group. It was a bit NSFW, not safe for work, not good for you. Something that you went into school quoting and people were like, okay, we need to have a word.
Remember when you used to it'd be like late at night and your parents would be like, right, you're going to bed after this is over, and you're like, okay, fine, and then it would end, but they'd forget, and so you'd sit there in absolute silence and just so still that they wouldn't notice you were there and be like, hey, you should be in bed. And you literally just
like,
sat there.
I've ceased existing.
Yeah, but honestly, at that stage, it'd be like 9:15, you'd watch the news.
Oh, 100%.
Happily.
Because you'd be like, I get to be up. I used to do that with South Park. I wasn't allowed to watch it, and I'd watch it with the volume so low that I just wouldn't even know what was happening.
I feel so alive.
You like the colours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like the way they move.
Sometimes when you see something too young, though, like, it does, like, either haunt you, like, kind of trouble you a bit, or, like, if it's, like, horror-esque, it can, like, really mess with you as well. Do you know? Yes. So you kind of remember.
Or it can form your entire personality. Because what I saw was horror. And I kind of was reminded of this because the trailer for the new I Know What You Did Last Summer kind of came out last week. And, you know, a lot of people were feeling nostalgic about the original franchise in the, like, late 90s. I think the first one came out, and then early 2000s, it was I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Mm-hmm. Excellent horror franchise. But I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
It's a crap name for a movie.
I think it's great. It's just simple. Like, with horror, it's like you don't have to do too much. It's like, we're doing a sequel. Don't worry about what the name is. And the exact same thing is going to happen again. Okay. And you're going to like it. So This is the first horror film I ever saw. My babysitter was in the house and I snuck back downstairs and I was about to go into her and probably be like, can I have a glass of water or something? But instead, I saw that she was watching this and through the crack in the door, I watched it along with her. And it's
no,
basically...
Yeah.
And it's basically like a slasher, classic slasher movie. The star, Jennifer Love Hewitt, thinks that she's escaped the evil killer, but he's followed her to her holiday in the Bahamas. And the killing continues. And I watched the whole thing and I just hadn't, I never realised that a film could make you feel this way. Like, I'd never experienced horror and I was like, I didn't know that I could have this like physical reaction to a film, and it was just great.
I can't believe you got away with this, because I'd be hurling and screaming and crying and weeping.
I can't believe the babysitter was watching this.
On their own.
Oh yeah, I know. It's like classic, like what are they called? The urban legends. Yeah, it's like you're watching a horror and then it really happens. But that never happened in Tankill, do you know what I mean? So now that I Know What You Did Last Summer is coming out, I'm like remembering this and I'm like such a big horror fan now and I feel like it really has kind of shaped me. So we're wondering, we'd love your voice notes on this as well, 087-711-1038. What was the thing that you watched when you were too young that was inappropriate? It could be a horror, it could be something a bit saucier, it could be our favourite,
could be traumatic,
Kate Winslet's boobs in Titanic. That's a big one for a lot of us, so please let us know. We'd love to hear.
It could have been a sex scene,
it could have been a sex scene
before the birds and the bees chats, and you could
I feel so bad for you, the poor little girl from Shankill.
I know,
watching this horror movie.
Sounds gay.
The worst thing that ever happened to you was, you know, your fruit wasn't ripe or something like that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know, you might have been watching it feeling like, I hope my mom doesn't come in. I'll watch this with the volume real low. Yeah. I shouldn't be here.
Your one was, I still know what you did last summer.
I still know what you did last summer. Very specific.
Well, you're not very lost. You didn't see the prequel.
You don't need to. It's just a lad in a raincoat killing. You can chime in at any time.
My friend Hannah used to babysit us a lot in her house in Dublin, and she had the most vast array of tapes, like not even DVDs.
VHS.
Yeah, exactly.
Showing your age, Nolan.
This was like sometime in the 90s, and I was the biggest. Well, it must have been late 90s because I was a huge Eminem fan.
Okay.
Yeah. I loved him so much. Like, Curtain Call was my first album and all the rest. So very dark, very heavy, but we were all the same. And I one day put on 8 Mile before asking her if I could.
That's the Eminem movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the movie. Yep. And we all know that particular scene.
I've never seen this.
I'm trying to remember. Eminem. Like, I haven't really rewatched it much.
And Brittany Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're in the warehouse.
Okay.
And things get pretty hot and sweaty.
Hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy. I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. And I remember being like, what did they just do? I'm so confused by the whole thing.
Why are they sweating?
I was like, why can't they breathe properly?
Interesting.
What's wrong?
They do the bleep test.
Yeah.
What's worse, like watching that or like bopping along in your Walkman, a 10-year-old girl in Dublin to him like talking about like putting his wife in the boot.
I know. You're
like, this speaks to me.
Utter violence, yeah. So look, we're asking you this morning, what did you watch? What did you see when you were way too young? Your voice notes would be great in this on 087-711-1038. There's something that always sticks out for all of us, I think, in our minds.
Yeah. It's funny, Eminem was like one of mine as well, listening to like Eminem on Now That's What I Call Music. Eminem was on one of the songs.
How did he make his way onto there?
And he says the word Mitch.
Oh, my God.
He says the B word.
He says the B word in it.
Wow.
And I remember being like, hey, mom, look at me. I'm listening to Eminem. And she was like, I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. And you might be like, mom, am I cleaning out my closet?
Yeah, yeah.
See what happens. See what skeleton come out now.
For now, what did you watch when you were too young?
What did you watch when you were way too young? What was something inappropriate that was accidentally left on the telly and that you inhaled with your little eyes and consumed with your little ears? We love to hear it.
On this is Lauren.
My dad watches telly like he watches, cowboy and Indian movies. And I always tell him, my child is around, do not watch these movies because there could be, you know, SEX scenes and stuff like that. One day, there was an SEX scene in it. My daughter stood there with her mouth on the floor watching it. I was in the kitchen, I walked in and I seen her in the corner. I was like, Dad! I swear to God, I was fit for murder. Like, for weeks after that, if I, like, hugged or kissed my partner, She's like, no, please don't take your clothes off. Please don't take your clothes off. And then she started like crying at me. And I was like, what the hell? So yeah, she was scared. So I had to sit her down and explain. She was only 6. I'm traumatized from that. Never
oh
mind her.
Oh my God. So that's incredible. I love it.
Please don't take your clothes off.
So
please
bizarre.
Don't become a cowboy, Mom. I didn't really know there were many scenes of that nature in Western movies. I thought it was more the violent killing. I remember, she doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
I remember watching James Bond with my granddad.
And at
random points, those random points with the sex scenes, he'd just turn and he'd be like, you shouldn't be watching this now. You really shouldn't be watching this. And like, he was quite religious and stuff. So I don't know. It was always a weird thing in our house. If James Bond was on, it was always like, right, Brian, we'll get out of the room if there's a sex scene.
Yeah. I'll close my eyes.
Don't you remember that movie In America? No?
No, yeah, I've heard of it.
Where
though.
The two girls move and she does the song. She does the song at the talent contest.
Yeah, it's a great film. Yes. We loved it in our house growing up.
Love that one.
It was always on at Christmas, the big movie on a Saturday night or something. Yeah. But there's the one scene between the parents, right? That whatever. And it got to the point where I'd know it's coming. So I go, anyone a cup of tea? And my sister
that's
would be
classic.
Like, you beat me here alone. You know what I mean? And I would time it in the kitchen. I'd be like, no, there's 3 or 4 minutes. Anyone sugar? And my sister would be like, so angry that I got out before her.
I love that he's all still sat to watch it, like, even though you knew what was coming.
But it was just this, literally, it's the perfect PG movie.
Yeah.
Apart from this one moment. And I'd know it was coming, and I'd be like, I'll just go to the loo, and I'd sit in the loo for 5 or 6 minutes, whatever.
Something for the dads, as they say.
Jody is standing by this morning. What did you see when you were far too young?
I used to watch California. Do you remember that?
Yes, I
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, 5 eggs per bloke per day.
My dad used to let me watch it with him, but my ma wouldn't allow it, so I used to have to pretend that I never seen anything.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. You're never too young for California. Yeah, I feel like that is essential viewing.
Which, what age would you have been?
I would have been only about 10.
Which season was it? Was it the Mark?
Was there more than one season?
Yeah, it was Mark. Yeah.
It was Mark, was it? Yeah, okay, it was that one.
What do you mean it was
I watched
Mark?
The other one. I watched the one, Nikita.
That was the first one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nikita is your 19, shut your face.
Yeah. And Corman, the Corminator.
Your dad sounds like a legend. I love that he's just sitting back watching trashy reality TV.
He used to remind me, like, every 5 minutes, don't tell your ma you're watching this. Don't tell your ma you're watching this.
I love it. That is such a good bonding.
I love it, Jody.
Thanks a mil, honey.
Thanks, Jody.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
It's the same as Geordie Shore, isn't it? A little bit. Like, I used to watch Geordie Shore. I hate when my parents would walk in.
No, it's awful because you'd be like, I don't need to see this.
I don't even like it.
I just switched this on by accident. When you were talking about watching with your granddad, James Bond,
We
used to watch Desperate Housewives with my granny.
Love.
Down in West Cork. And it'd be very the kind of house where you get callers. And her brother, a priest, used to call in Father Ollie, God rest him. And she would not be switching off Desperate Housewives.
No.
She'd be turning it up and he'd just have to sit there. There'd be a lot of smut on that show. He'd be like, my God. But we just completely ignore him.
And I love that.
It was great.
Watching Desperate Housewives with a priest.
Yes.
It seems that dads are the problem.
Yeah. And granddads.
And granddads.
My mom was so strict. I remember watching Home and Away once and Leah was getting the shift in the diner in the kitchen. My mom was like, is this appropriate?
She's in a bikini. Turn that off.
No kissing.
I'm only a little while away from... I think this is going to split the room quite severely, but we'll see what you think, right? This is my idea, naturally. And it's just coming up to a year since myself and Jack's first date.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I suggested we go back to the same pub where we had our first date.
Love it.
It gets worse, so okay.
It gets worse?
Yeah.
Dave, why do you hate everything?
I just think it's gross. Like, grow up.
They're going to a pub.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, here's where we sat and you drank this, so you have to drink it again this year. I don't know. It's like, why?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
But I'm thinking about doing like full role play. No, as in like he's in the pub waiting for me. It's the first date.
No,
I'm like,
that's worse. Yeah. The other role play I was thinking of is better.
No.
I thought you were going to, you'll be Jack and he'll be you.
No. I mean, like... I know it's cringe. So on the first date last year, Emer, my friend, dropped me.
Mm. Aww.
So is Emer going to drop you? No, don't.
Do you want to arrive before me? Get Emer to drop me.
No, I love this.
I didn't know what Dave's actually hiding under the desk. He's cringing somewhere.
I'm obsessed.
Can I ask why, first of all? And how long do you think it's going to last? Like, Is it this going to be like, because I know you, you're going to after 3 minutes go, no, I can't, this is weird.
I think I'll try, but like, I'd like him to be there before me. I'd like to get dropped off, and then I'd like it to be like last year we went on the Lewis into town, and he was really excited. He's an Englishman, and he kept calling it the Lewis. And then we went to the Camden, and I thought because he kept mispronouncing the Lewis as the Lewis, and when we were in the Camden, he said it was very loud. We were watching the Euros. He said, and I was like obsessed with him from the first date. Like, yeah. And I was like, I've lost him. And what he actually said was, "Thanks for showing me the Lewis." But it was so loud, I thought he said, "I'd take it to the loos now."
Oh.
And you were like, okay.
I know. And I was like, damn, I really like this guy. He's a creep. What a shame.
I thought
it's been going so well. It's
I thought you were
going
to go, okay.
No, I was literally
that's
like,
that's modern dating, I guess.
That's the role play.
I was like, I'm so sad. I really liked him. I can't
Sorry,
believe
this
and
is
I just
the
said,
best.
I just said, what did you just say? He said, thank you for showing me the loos. And I was like, oh, thank God we're back on. Oh, no. So Dave, you wouldn't be into that idea, no.
Oh, I'm so sad.
He hates me more every day.
The thought of this.
I cannot say how much I love it.
I just think it's so weird. Like, you know, like even, but like sometimes Pippa will flirt with me and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, stop.
Dave, what's wrong?
I don't know. I just don't like it. It's weird. Like, people be like, oh, you look great. I'm like, shut up.
Do you know what else I said? I said it. Maybe you could wear the same t-shirt.
Yes. I love it, guys.
We've got some messages in off the back of Emma's. I kind of love it, in fairness, aww, as well. Robert's been in touch. He's just sent two gifts of someone throwing up. And Andy's message saying, will Jack be getting some in the loos this day?
Yeah, there you go. Bring him to the loos.
A lot of filthy
we'll
people listening
like in
this
camp.
Morning.
Yeah.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, what's the story?
Hello.
Happy payday to those who celebrate on the 25th of the month.
Nice,
yes,
one.
Yes, I was actually just going to talk about this. We are all celebrating payday.
I'm not anymore. I was for about 4 minutes.
Give your money
spent. It's all gone.
That does be the way, doesn't it? That's terrible. But I just saw an Instagram kind of carousel thing come up, and it's called Things You Don't Need, End of June Edition.
Class.
So it's obviously like, you're getting paid. Do not fall for the propaganda of this stuff.
Okay, this is excellent.
Really good.
I was thinking it was the opposite. I thought it was going to be a list of things you absolutely don't need, but do you want to buy them?
Yeah.
Would you want to buy it anyway, just in case? But it's kind of like, you know, stop with the overconsumption. So a big thing, this is huge on TikTok at the moment, you don't need the butter yellow garment. Like, there's like so much butter yellow in Zara and like other fast fashion places at the moment, and it's like, do not go and buy the butter yellow dress.
The butter yellow is so everywhere that I was like looking for a new bedspread yesterday, and I was like, will I go for the butter yellow?
Yeah.
I'm like, get butter yellow out of my head.
It's just
that.
A colour.
It's mad. It's just like pale yellow, like lemon yellow, and like every dress is this colour. But anyway, the carousel is like, remember last year when Barbie pink was so big? That's not quite a butter. Dave has a yellow cup, but I would say that's more crayon yellow.
That's Crayola yellow.
That's Crayola yellow. You don't need a new foundation or concealer right now. Mix your two foundations together you're having issues with a shade. You don't need more cups or fancy cups. This is targeted at Dave Hammond because he has a yellow cup.
A new one.
Yeah, you don't need a new cup. Don't be buying. I suppose like a new cup is something you buy cheap enough.
I just love the environment. I found this in my cupboard.
Oh, wow.
I went looking for it. I said, I'm sick of a mug. I want a Keith cup.
Oh, I love that. Now, finally, I staunchly disagree with this one. You still don't need a Labubu. I can't agree with that because I love my Labubu. But I do think you only need one. You don't need like 50 Labubus hanging off your bag. But one is just a bit of crack.
Do you know the only person I've seen buy into the Labubu craze is you?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're on your own with this one. Does anyone listening give a monkeys about a Labubu?
Please text in.
Do you have a Labubu?
Do you have a Labubu? Lahubu? Or did you buy it? What were they called? The Lafufus.
Lafufus.
The fake ones that you get on Moore Street and the face just falls right off them.
The phone and vape shops.
That is where people are buying them.
number one hit music. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. Michaela's here from 10. If you want to go to Longitude, she has your passes for the weekend. Stick with Spin to win.
Right. Listen, on the show, there's kind of one rule of doing a breakfast show. And the rule is that you're never allowed to say that you're tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're never allowed to say that you didn't sleep well.
Yeah, and you may be sure that once those mics go down, we'd be complaining.
Oh, we'd be complaining.
Oh, I'm wrecked.
So I would like to break the rule this one time, because I haven't slept in what feels like 3 months. I don't know what the hell is going on. I cannot, for the life of me, sleep. Mm. It is... It really started to become a problem 2 weeks ago when I got sunburned on the Tuesday. It was a really nice random day.
I heard about this.
It was so nice. So I went out in the sun and I said, I get a base tan before my holiday. Like a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
And I went out and I got the bejesus burnt out of me. Mm.
I've seen Dave go through breakups. I've seen Dave have family arguments. I have never seen him more depressed than him in the sunburn.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't here for that.
He was horrible.
Burnt his chain into his
as in
neck.
The mark of his chain.
He was taking his shirt off in the studio doing his show topless.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't wear clothes.
No, like they told me you were an utter nightmare.
Yeah, I went and I bought a vest. That was how bad things got.
He held his Stanley Cup to his chest and then passed me the Stanley Cup and it was warm. He was radiating.
Yeah, wow. Like honestly, it was genuinely like it was like a radiator on my thing. I rang the doctor and he was this amazing Spanish doctor who was so over the top. I was obsessed. He said, "Do you have a first degree a burn?" And that is not an exaggeration. He's like, "I'm going to prescribe you a cream."
It was on
Zoom. It was on like a Zoom call, and I honestly swear he was the most caricature Spanish doctor.
Antonio
amazing.
Antonio Banderas.
I love that.
The cream has a steroid. And I was like, "You are amazing." I've forgotten about my thing, but anyway, because of that, because of this sunburn, that's on my thing. I went to Greece then the next day. Oh, yeah. My life is so hard. And
God, poor Dave.
It was just like the heat was just absolutely intense. I was dripping this kind of liquid. Oh yeah, that was the other thing he said. "We are not going to give you a cream. We are going to give you a liquid."
Wow.
And I was like, "I am obsessed with you."
You just need to get a voice recording of him and listen to it while you sleep. That'll send you right off.
He was amazing. But ever since then, I just haven't been able to sleep at all. It's too hot on my chest. And here's a little kind of insight into my life that, you know, it's TMI. There's no point in telling you, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I've started. I shave my chest in the shower every time I go for a shower. I just prefer it. Yeah. But now I was like, I can't shave it because it's sunburned, so it'll get really, really sore. So just let it grow. It's so sore. Hair is terribly sore.
Oh, yeah.
It's really prickly. It's really hot. Even 2 weeks later, I cannot sleep. I haven't slept in ages. Yesterday, I went home to Stormore. By the way, I was just having a ball in there. I was like kind of going around going, "I might get this for the garden. I might get this for the kitchen. Yeah. I might get this for my room."
I'm a demon when I go near the place. I went to the range yesterday and I had to do 2 trips to the car.
But I went in and I got a new duvet. 4.5 tog.
Wow.
I'll have you know. 4.5 tog.
Because like once those 4.5 tog duvets are gone, they're definitely gone.
And then I also got a cooling gel for my pillow.
That's lovely.
I have one for my dog.
Do you?
Oh, a cooling pad.
I have a cooling
pad. And so you put it in your pillow. And last night, I still didn't sleep.
I think a bit of this could be psychological now.
Yeah.
You're setting yourself up, you're knowing that you're not going
to
sleep.
Do you want me to record your sleep meditation and you can listen to my voice then?
I
used to listen to Stephen Fry describing lavender
fields. Yes, I love it.
It's the only one that's free on
this
the app.
This one is called Blue Gold.
I was travelling through the hills of Provence.
It's wonderful.
I'm going to sleep right now.
The one thing that sleep meditations don't do enough is having the option for you listen to say manually turn off in 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's
because
a good one.
Because it's in your mind always that I can't fall asleep though because I need to be able to turn this off so my alarm will go off in the morning. My battery won't die. So that's the thing. Keeps you awake.
I can't put the earplugs in because then I won't get up the next morning.
Like. No, but you will. I've brought you these earplugs actually.
Did you?
I use these every single night. They're not used by me. It's an unopened box.
Oh my God.
They're from Boots, multiple wax earplugs because I had a spare box.
Give me these.
And I always wake up to my alarm. I live on a main road. It's very noisy. I don't hear anything on the road. I don't hear Dwayne snoring, but I always
literally, you haven't even opened these.
No.
Hold on, listen.
Wow.
I was supposed to do it like a really nice tear, but it. You've obviously had this a little while, Fiona.
Okay, you're welcome.
Oh my God, there's loads in it.
Yeah.
Sorry, so you mould the thing, you put
it
in
there. Yeah, you kind of mix it around.
But what I don't understand is, will that go back to that shape?
No,
they're disposable then, you see.
I used them a couple of goes.
Get a few goes out.
Yeah.
Go on, shove it in there.
You kind of mould it to the shape of your ear. No, you need to do a lot more than that.
What?
Like, just give it a good kind of...
Oh, right, okay.
It's a pinch and squeeze movement.
It's a pinch and squeeze. It literally just feels like I've got a tiny little candle.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Fiona. I appreciate it.
Update tomorrow.
Yeah.
I honestly, if I sleep past 4 hours, I'm going to be buzzing. I'm going to have the best show of my life tomorrow.
I get a really good sleep when I put those in.
I honestly think this is a joke. I think these are little candles.
I swear to God, here, do you want me to roll it for you? My hands are clean. I've just been to the bathroom.
There's not a chance. They're fitting in.
He's gonna forget to take them out, and
I've gone deaf in one ear.
Health and safety.
Oh God! Well, thank you, Fiona. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Here we go. Good morning.
I tell you how you know you're getting older. There's a few giveaways for me, but one that's happened more times than I care to say in the last few weeks. I've been fooled and bamboozled by AI and now by a fake news site thing, which I never thought would happen to me. I pride myself on always knowing when it's poo crave or it's fake show business.
Exactly. So, yeah, you might remember if you listened to the show, it happened to me before. I was so excited.
Just the once, was it, Emma?
But many, many times.
I'd say about 17 times last week.
There was one particular story that I was absolutely buzzed about.
Yeah.
A few months ago, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be huge on the show. Huge. And I sent it into our content group, and the guys were like, no, Em, that's not real.
It's poo craved.
Yeah, so there's a great online account called Popcrave, and then they use the exact same graphics, and it's Poo Crave.
And you need to really watch yourself with that one. And I came across a new one the other day, and unfortunately I was introduced to it because I thought this story was real. Now, to be fair, I did send this into our content WhatsApp group as a bit of a joke, because it's such a stupid story that I said, oh, I can't believe we missed this. Mm. The story that...
not doing his job. How did we miss this brilliant story?
This is shocking. This should have been top of hour.
I don't read that group chat, so I don't know what this is.
Okay, well, you're about to find out. Drake in critical condition after he burnt his tongue drinking hot chocolate. There's a for Drake.
Is the most Drake thing ever.
Do you know what? Like, I think you would be fooled by that.
Because
he's such a little cleed, such a little soft boy. Hands up, I'll admit it. It was the least offensive story I read about Drake in recent times, so I chose to believe it.
And so it wasn't true?
No. I'd say that could have happened to him.
Absolutely.
Maybe not critical, but we've all burned our tongue with something.
And furthermore, I hope it did.
Do you ever see his mirror selfies? Like, he puts his, like, hand up to, like, his mouth. He's like...
Oh, stop.
It's like, oh, he's so cringe.
You know, we were so bored during COVID in my house.
Listened to Drake.
Well, my former housemate Megan is the biggest Drake fan of all time.
And like you're a Kendrick fan.
Yes, but at the time, we didn't really care about the beef or know much about it. Obviously, that escalated a lot in the last couple of years. Anyway, point being, during COVID, we were so bored that she did a radio show for me about Drake.
Oh my God, I love that.
And I produced it.
Sorry, that is so COVID.
Insane.
I have a full hour of audio. I told her she had to like do her research and practice, and we did like a link plan of like...
This is Megan.
Yeah.
Can we hear some? Like, that's incredible.
I'll ask her. I don't think she'd have an issue with it. It's so funny. And then I edited it all together. Like, obviously it wasn't live because it wasn't real. It was just a power piece of audio, including Drake songs. I even got like, you know, the way we have like Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona or whatever. Yeah. All these bits. I got my friends to produce them for her, so it sounded like it was like the Drizzy Hour with Clancy.
Sorry, this is incredible.
I know. On Rathfarnham FM.
This is like when you put on a show with your cousins for your parents, but like 2020.
Yeah.
Like fully of all four. Is incredible.
We had a party.
We're
going to
do a talent show.
And
everyone sit down and pay 20 cents.
It was great.
So good.
I remember as a kid, we used to do the whole thing where we were putting on a show. We'd come out from behind, you know, the clothesline. You'd have to put sheets out and then it would drop. No, Dave, that wasn't your life.
No, no, not for me.
Not, not a life of showbiz for Dave.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know, what's at happened? This point, we tell you that we're fed up of having a holiday and that we want you to go and enjoy it. And yeah, we're being predictable because that's what we're telling you about today. Again, we still have this holiday for the taking. And if you want to win, listen up and you need to enter.
Should we just start pretending that it's this brand new thing we have?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Right, so we're going to play a game, right? It's called the Golden Ticket.
Yeah.
Just thought of it. Yeah. We're going to play that now. And I went rooting through a box here in the Spin studio just for some prizes and stuff. Mm. And I threw out some Labubus and I threw out some tellies. And I was like, no, we don't need that. And then at the very, very bottom, I found, oh, what is this? It's an envelope. And inside it says, it's a holiday. Oh, wow. Thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, right?
But where is the holiday for?
It's for Fuerteventura.
No way.
Specifically for a place called Pierre and Vacancies Village, right? And we're going to sort you out with your flights for 7 nights.
Nice.
Really?
Your flights and your accommodation in Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura. And all you got to do is play this fun game.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
And what do they recommend that you do up here in Vacancies Village?
So there was three things. There was sit back.
Okay.
There was relax.
Go on.
And there was enjoy.
No yes. way.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's
and
really
what
good.
Specifically are you enjoying?
I would imagine the sun.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, probably the sun.
They are innovators.
Of course, the vacancies.
Of course. The vacancies, most importantly.
What do we do, I suppose? What should we do to get people to enter? Like, we don't...
Yeah.
How about we just make it easy and just say, like, just message us one word to enter to play, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, what would be a good one?
Golden?
Yeah.
Because golden ticket, that's what we could call the game. Because we're giving you a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's like it's like a ticket where you go, here, airport, and they'll go, well, let's go to Fuerteventura.
That's brilliant. All sorted. And you could just put that in a WhatsApp, couldn't you? To 087-711-1038.
That's the number here, so I suppose that makes sense, yeah.
And should we say you better be over 18 to play?
Ah, yeah, do that.
I don't think we can send children on holidays on their own.
No. And then we'll just say, just for balance, full terms are on the website.
Okay, so let's go through the cliff notes again. You have Fuerteventura.
Yep.
You have Pierre and Vacancies Village, seven nights, flights, all sorted.
Yeah. Yep.
Sun.
Golden in a WhatsApp.
Yep.
087-711-1038.
Yep. That just means that they want to play the game to win.
And it's all thanks to Sunway Daddy, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Are we good with that?
Perfect.
Going forward.
I think that sounds great.
Guys. I don't actually like it. Let's not do that.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
All right, let's get you on this holiday, hopefully anyway, with Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We are welcoming Damien to the show this morning.
Dave and Fiona, how are you keeping? You well?
We are fantastic. And how are you, Damien?
I am amazing. Even better now hearing from you.
Sorry, I feel like we're on the radio show with you. you're really leading this thing.
Come on, tell us more.
Do you know what it reminds you of? When Keith Barry's on the Late Late Show and he just takes over.
He just presents the open show. Damien, very good. Are you in show business yourself?
No. Just an outgoing guy, that's all.
Oh, I like it. What do you, what's the plan for today, Damien?
Just finished doing the school run, dropped off my two boys. They're going to be finishing up school this week.
Nice.
I'm kind of busy planning now for the summer ahead. It's going to be a long 8 weeks, but it's going to be a good 8 weeks.
Damien, what colour are your eyes?
Oh, for God's sake. You're so annoying. Like, why would you ask that?
I want to know what he looks like.
They're a bluey green.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I say they stare right through you.
I say so.
Damien, I can only apologise for her. So listen.
No need to apologise.
Your plan for the summer. What is the plan for the summer?
The plan for the summer is just, I've got like a list of like kind of bucket list things that I want to do with my two little boys, Bobby and Charlie.
Okay.
So it'll be like going to the beach. Going fishing, kind of just the typical parent-child interactions. So, kind of really looking forward to it.
Going to Pierre and Vacancies Village in Fuerteventura.
Want to get
you a holiday. That's on the list. Yeah. Bobby and Charlie.
All right. Well, Damien. It's lovely to talk to you. Let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura, because I can tell you this much for free. You deserve it. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Damien?
I have. I've been listening all week and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this game a go.
That's what we like to hear. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Damien?
Brilliant. Happy days. Let's go.
Good luck to you, sir.
And where are you from, Damien?
Thank you. Pardon me?
Where are you from?
I'm from Donegal originally, but living in Kildare now.
Very nice. Yes. I love the accent, Damien. All right, Damien, from Donegal, living in Kildare. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talk.
She played last night in Marley Park.
You were so excited.
Swap,
all right, let's swap it out.
I gave that a good sing-along last night. That was the big, big single, the breakthrough from Olivia Rodrigo, and the song is Driver's License. I know what you were trying to do there, Callum. You're trying to be real relevant to the gig, but
absolutely.
It's a few years ago.
And we've been playing it on Spin as well. Don't forget, all these songs we do play on Spin.
When's the last time we played that?
Well, we didn't, but it's on. How often do you listen to Spin, Fiona?
All the time.
I'll be listening during the day.
Okay, all right. Callum,
you're more of a 2FM girl.
Anyway, Damien, sorry about them. We've reset the clock back to 25 seconds and there's a brand new song one playing shortly. So forget about that, shake it off and let's get back to the game.
That is not a clue for the next song, unfortunately.
Not.
But let's go for a brand new song one, Damien. Back to 25 seconds and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else.
Benson Boone, here for someone else.
I'm going to give you that one. Yeah. Let's stop the clock there.
Yeah. Sorry I'm here for someone else is what we were looking for, but you get it. It's kind of just missing the apology.
Yeah, like, you don't need to make any of those, Damien.
There's no need to apologise.
No. Okay, you've got 19.83 seconds left.
Nice.
So you got that in just over 5 seconds. Not too bad at all. You've got just shy of 20 seconds for the next 4 songs.
You can do this, Damien. We believe in you. Let's go for song 2. And if you listen to Spin, I definitely think you're going to know this one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Any idea?
I've gone blank.
I heard the sigh there as well.
Yeah, I heard the sigh.
Damien, we had such high hopes. Four, 3, 2, 1.
I was only saying earlier that I'm sick of that song.
It's played a lot now. Damien,
Billie Eilish, that was.
I feel like
of a feather.
I feel like we took the wind out of your sails, Damien. Are you okay?
I'm grand.
I'd take more than that to get Damien down.
Damien, Emma's got another pointless question for you.
I do.
Sure.
Do you have facial hair?
Just a wee bit, a couple of days worth.
Aw, nice. But a stubble for Damien going into his day.
Damien, you've given us a great smile this morning. I'm going to throw you out some Spin water bottles and some cinema passes as well to say.
He's never done a Spin water bottle before, Damien.
That's for Charlie.
Very special.
Damien. Keep the kids hydrated.
Have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for brightening our morning.
You too, guys. Have a great day and a fantastic weekend ahead. All right,
Damien.
Take care.
Good luck.
Bye, chat anytime.
Bye.
What a man.
Sorry. Oh my God, he's gone. I miss him so much.
I've gone all shy.
Know that he has stubble and kind of bluish eyes. Do you know what he looks like?
In my head, I think Damien's an absolute riot.
Is he a riot?
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Very good.
Gorgeous.
What's his sign? Bring back and tell us.
Star sign, yeah. I want to see what our compatibility would be like as friends, yeah. Oh, I love
as
you,
friends.
Damien.
Okay.
Thanks for clarifying.
It'd be great, mates.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome. It's the part of the show, the most important part, some might say, where I get to talk about whatever I want. And sad news today, I'm not talking about the obvious stuff. It's something else. It's always sad to see the downfall of a true Irish patriot, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Sometimes it happens gradually. Your friend gets relocated to the PwC office in London and all of a sudden she's drinking Pimm's and saying stuff like picky tea.
Picky bit.
Yes, but we never thought it would happen to Paul Mescal.
What's happened?
Not GAA,
not
short wearing.
Our Irish love.
Yeah, Irish announcing on Twitter. Paul Mescal, no. Footage of him, you might have seen it walking in the park with his girlfriend, Gracie Abrams, carrying a tote bag. Okay, and that's
lovely.
Fine.
Eco King.
That's very London of him.
It is a bit London, but you know, I do love a tote bag. I'm a millennial living in Crumlin, so obviously I support that lifestyle, that tote bag lifestyle. But this was a different kind of tote bag. This tote bag had a Union Jack on it.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interesting.
That's nasty.
And before you say, oh, maybe it was Gracie's tote bag. No, no. She was carrying her own tote bag.
Right.
And he could have said, here, you carry this one and I'll carry your tote bag. Do you know what
any,
I mean?
And you could have picked any other flag now, Paul.
He could have. Any other flag. Any other. No, it's very political and it's
so
very upsetting.
So has his passport been removed or?
It's in the process. That takes a while now because we have to contact the embassy in the UK and they might pass it back and say, no, that's the UK and the Irish embassy job. So it's a bit of red tape.
Well, he's
and
gonna
a bit
have
of
to
bureaucracy.
Long queues at the airport now.
No, he yeah, is. Oh, he absolutely. Is now. And that's Brexit. I'm sure he would have voted for it. Some people have said it could have been he could have been trying to throw paparazzi off the scent.
I'm not Paul
by
Nessie.
Carrying that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And then one unknowing English person commented under the video, can somebody explain why it's bad? I don't know the context.
There's always one.
You see, they're not taught it in school. They don't understand.
Someone just replied to that. It's worth a Google.
we're really check as a in, country girl. As a country we are really really against tote bags.
Yeah, we are not a fan of a tote. It's a single use plastic bag all the way. Very important in our culture.
I heard the tote bag stole the language and everything.
They did. Yeah. They made us paint the post boxes red and all.